presence. We're going to finish this series on more. I've been talking about more. If I could explain one thing about more, put it into one word, it would be the word breakthrough. When we're asking God for more, we're asking for breakthrough. How many have ever experienced a breakthrough before? You know, how many need to experience a breakthrough? Raise your hand. Say a financial breakthrough, a spiritual breakthrough, different breakthroughs that we have. Have you ever seen the movie Castaway? Tom Hanks gets marooned on an island. He was a FedEx worker. He's got his friend Wilson that he talks to. I happened to watch that movie a couple months ago. I didn't watch the whole thing. I was just surfing the channels and ran across that movie. And I'd only seen it once, and I thought I'd watch some of it again. And it was the part where he was trying to get off the island. And he had formed a little raft, and he's rowing out there, and he gets to that surf right where the reef is. And these huge waves knock him back, and he falls into the ocean and cuts himself all up. And I remember that scene. And later on, as you watch the movie, he determines how wide the square footage is that they'd be looking for him, so he knows he's not going to get rescued. And he just, you know, is just in survival mode until one day, I believe it was a porta potty floats in, right? And he's a very smart guy, so he decides that he's going to rebuild the raft, and he's going to lift up, he's going to make that porta potty into a sail, and he's trying to find a way to get off the island. And that spoke to me as I watched that. I thought, boy, how many times has it felt like that in my life? That if I was to look out from where I'm at, I can look out and see this broad ocean, all this vast moor, if you want to put it that way. And yet there's this invisible barrier that I hit. How many have ever felt that way? How many have ever felt like, boy, I could be more for God? I know I could be a better dad. I know I could be a better Christian. There's so much more that I read in the scriptures, but every time I try to get off the island, it's like I get pushed back and I get broken down. Anybody ever been that? Ever tried to get better and get worse at the same time? Right? But you know, if you were to look out in your life and you can see that invisible barrier, what that is that's a need for a breakthrough. That's a need to break through that invisible barrier. And that's what I want to talk about today. So I'm going to read this verse. This is our key passage for this series. It's Ephesians 3:20. It says, "Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to whose power? According to his power that is at work where? Within us. According to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen." We talked about 5 C's to expand your capacity. And these are things that we'll be asking God for when we're looking for a breakthrough. How to expand us. Number one, build my confidence. I'm asking God, I need you to build my confidence. Are you speaking the law or the language of the lid? There's not enough of me to go around. There's always, I can't ever make ends meet. I feel overwhelmed. I have more to do than I have time to do it. That's called the language of the lid. And if that's you, then you need to ask God to build your confidence. That you can break through that invisible barrier. God, help me break through the barrier and give me confidence. Number two, maybe we need to expand our connections. We need to ask God to bring a Barnabas in our life, just like Paul needed Barnabas to open the door for him to speak in the other churches. We all need someone in our life. Listen, it's not just going to be you and Jesus. God's going to bring gifts to you through divine connections and kingdom relationships that will unlock your destiny in your life. And maybe God's telling you, listen, you can't just make this on your own. Maybe it's time that you start building a relationship in a life group. Maybe there's a person that you need to start reaching out to and get past that insecurity and build that relationship. Number three, maybe you need to improve your competence to get off the island. Maybe there's an area of your skill set that God wants to develop so that you can grow. If you're a carpenter, that you learn new skills. If you're a teacher, you learn new skills. Maybe you need to pick up a book to read about how to handle finances. Come on, if you want to get out of debt, maybe you have to get more information and increase your skills. Number four, maybe God is strengthening your character in this time, because maybe he wants to do more through you, but before he does more through you, he has to do more in you. I just happened to be watching some news yesterday, and I ran across a video, just a little newscast about Tiger Woods getting caught again and struggling with I believe it was medications. He wasn't in alcohol, but I thought to myself, I remember when Tiger Woods was the cream of the crop. And I'm not talking it bad about him. I'm just simply saying that how many know that your talent can get you to a certain position, but your character will keep you there, right? And all of us have areas in our life where we have chinks in our armor, where we have kinks that the enemy, if he's going to take us out, it's not going to be in multiple places. It's going to be in one of those areas. Maybe it's alcohol. Maybe it's a certain a character flaw that you have that when the pressure's on, that's where you break. That's where you bend. Well, the Bible says that we're only as strong as we are honest, right? That there are certain things in our life that we're not going to overcome on our own. But as we let the body of Christ in, not everyone, but a few people into our area of weakness, that where we're weak, they can help strengthen us. So you're only as strong as you are honest. If there's an area in your life, maybe God is saying it's time to strengthen your character. Number five, and this is what we're going to talk about today, maybe it's time to increase your commitment. Increase your commitment. That's what we want to talk about today, that if you're going to get off the island, it's not going to be something that's really easy. It's not going to be something that you're going to just break through and, well, if God wants to give it to me, then he'll just provide a helicopter. No, he might provide a porta potty, right? It's going to take all your ingenuity, all your efforts, all systems go. You're going to have to calculate the cost and say, do I want this or do I just wish for it? Because there's a vast difference between I kind of want this and nothing is going to stop me. Let me say that again. There's a vast difference between I kind of want to get off and then nothing is going to stop me. And this is what the scripture says in Matthew 7, 13 and 14. And I like how the Message Bible says it. It says, don't look for shortcuts to God. The market is flooded with surefire, easygoing formulas for a successful life that can be practiced in your spare time. That's so powerful. I love how it says it. Don't look for shortcuts. Don't fall for that stuff, even though crowds of people do. The way to life and to God is vigorous and requires total attention. That is what it takes for breakthrough. If we're looking for a breakthrough, if we're looking for something that is beyond where we're at, if we're going to get off the island, if we're going to break through that invisible barrier, it's going to take everything we have. All systems go, and it means we've got to increase our commitment. So what I want to talk about today and give you four keys to increasing commitment, and then we're going to head out of here. Number one, know your why. Know your why. Why do you have to get off the island? I like to put it this way. On the other side of my breakthrough is someone else's breakthrough. On the other step of your obedience, there's someone else that's waiting for you. If you don't break through because of insecurity, because of mediocrity, maybe laziness, if you settle, if you bow to fear, how many know that every barrier, if you've tried to get through it once and you've gotten beat up, how many know there's fear involved? How many have ever tried multiple times to get off the island? I'm using this as an analogy. But you're trying again and again, and you're getting beat up. You know, after a while, you stop fighting. You stop trying. But this is what gives me motivations. That my motivation is that if I don't break through, then I'm going to leave someone else on their island. I'm going to leave someone else in their prison, someone else in their dungeon. I have to break out. I have to break through if I want to see my kids break through. How many know there's someone waiting for you 5 years from now that you haven't met yet, but they're depending on you to stand strong and get off the island? You don't even know their names. You don't know anything about them. But if you don't live up for your destiny now, if you don't walk in your destiny and give everything now, you're gonna hold them captive. I have this written actually in my journal in 2003. This is my mission statement that I wrote December 24th, 2003. And that was one of the things. If I give in because of laziness, fear, insecurity, if I give up, then I know I'm leaving others in their own prison. And that's the same for you as well. Know your why. Jesus knew his why. Hebrews 12, it says that, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before him. Will you read that with me? For the joy set before him, he endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. I believe Jesus practiced maximum faith on the cross. He endured the cross because he was practicing maximum faith. What is that maximum faith? I believe he looked down the portals of time and saw Jeff Hill and said, I'm on the cross for the joy set before me. I'm on the cross because of a Mike. I'm on the cross because of a Kirk. I'm on the cross for Sonny. I'm on the cross. He endured the cross because he saw the day that we would be reconciled to the Father and we would enter into the kingdom and we'd enter into a relationship where before we had no relationship. And for the joy set before him, he endured. He knew his why. Number one, know your why. Number two, narrow your focus. Narrow your focus. Paul wrote this in Philippians 3. It says, not that I have already obtained all this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it, but one thing I do. Say that with me. But one thing I do. Not many things I dabble in. But one thing I do. Forgetting what is behind and straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. Paul had determined what his focus was. And I love how he says this, that God apprehended me not just to save me, but he had a purpose, and that purpose is for what I'm pursuing now. I'm pursuing the purpose of God. I love the mission statement of our church, and that is this, that we are helping people discover and live out their destiny in Christ. It's not something you just one day attain, one day you reach. It's living out. I believe if you're trying for breakthrough, that means you're living it out now. And if you're down and out, listen, I have good news. You don't have to stay down and out. You can get up and on. You can move forward. That God can. He can give you everything you need for life and godliness, not just to break up against something, but to break through it to see God do more in your life. He wants to do more. Number three, be resourceful. Be resourceful. What do you mean, Pastor? Well, that means that we have to think outside of the box sometimes. We have to think, what has God put in my hands? What has he already given me, and how am I utilizing that? That guy, Tom Hanks's character, whenever he saw the porta potty, he didn't complain about more garbage. He saw something that could help him reach his destiny. What are you looking at as garbage that may actually be a tool in your hand? What are you looking at in your life that you say, you know what, I don't really like this thing, but in reality, if you think outside the box, maybe God has supplied that thing, and it's the very thing that will help you break through to the next level. Be resourceful. I like what Paul said in 2 Corinthians 10. He said, the weapons, he doesn't say the weapon, he said, the weapons we fight with are not the weapons of the world. On the contrary, they have divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. There's more than one weapon that God uses in our life. God will give you weapons. God will give you tools. God will give you resources. God will think outside the box. Be resourceful. You can't just hope and wish to break through. Breakthrough takes effort. It takes responsibility. It takes commitment. If you want to get out of debt, you're not just going to go to FPU. You're going to do the FPU. You're going to go do every yard sale, sell everything but the kids. You're going to stop going out to eat. You're going to do everything you can. You're not just hoping to grow spiritually. You're setting your alarm clock at 5 a.m. You're waking up at 5 a.m. and 6 a.m. You're not just hoping to grow. You not only build a quiet time, you go to life group. You don't go to one life group. You go to two life group. You don't just come to church. You come and you worship God. You set your face and say, I'm not going to just sit here. I'm going to break through. I'm adding commitment. What do I have to do? If your marriage needs help, you don't just talk about counseling. You go to counseling and then you do what the counselor says. And then you get into a life group that's teaching counseling. You read a book about marriage. You're not doing one thing. You're doing 10 things. You're breaking through. You've made up your mind. You don't just kind of want it. You're made up your mind. Nothing is going to stop me from what God has called me to do. You make up your mind. It's commitment. Number four, then you expect the payoff. Expect the payoff. Galatians says, do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Whoever sows to please their flesh, from the flesh they reap destruction. Whoever sows to please the Spirit, from the Spirit will reap eternal life. Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will, say will, we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. We have to expect the payoff. I know sometimes, let's just be real, folks. Discouragement is real. Discouragement is real, especially when you've been trying and failing. You ever been there? Let's be real with one another. Discouragement is real. And you can come and you can hear a sermon like this and really internalize, you know, hey, I don't know if I have much left in the gas tank. I don't know if I have more to offer to break through. But, you know, commitment, I think, has a lot to do with perseverance as well. If you don't get off the first time, you don't give up. If you don't get off the second time, you don't give up. When you don't get off the third time, you don't give up. You use everything you can and you determine what God has called you to. If God promised you something, then he's going to give you the ability to get off. Does it make sense? We persevere. If God has promised, he's not a man that he should lie. If God has promised, so sometimes what I like to do when I get discouraged is I like to go on dream sessions where I'll just go get a cup of coffee and I'll start dreaming about what God has spoke to me in the past. Maybe sometimes in worship, I'll mentally feel what it will feel like when the presence of God sweeps in on a grander scale. See, that's my hope. That's my dream. My dream is to see people get so encountered by God that our church would not be built on good sermons, thank God, would not be built on just good music, be built on nothing more and nothing less than an encounter with a living God. That's my hope. So what that means is I've put all my eggs in one basket. Does it make sense? I've sold the farm and I'm trusting God to come. But he will come. But when I get discouraged, I dream. And I expect the payoff. It may not be next week. It may not be next year. It may not be, I pray it's not. It may not be in my lifetime, but I'll set a stage for someone to break through. That's my heart. Someone's going to encounter God in this church in a powerful way. It may be through my kids. But I'm going to expect the payoff. And I'm going to dream about the payoff. You say, well, that's so mental. That's such a mental thing to do. Oh, listen, have you read Hebrews 11? All these, having died in faith, not having received what was promised, but having received them as from afar off. They reached down into time and reached out, and they took hold of what God had promised and pulled it into their experience right there. They reached out into time and they said, no, that's mine. And having received ahead of time what they did not see yet, they are championed today as men who walk by faith. I made up my mind, I don't know about you, but I want to be either, I would rather die in faith than live in fear. I would rather die trying to get off the island than decorate it and think this is all I've got. I'd rather be trying for the 100th time with my porta potty sail than to say, you know what, this is all I've got, and let's just hope for survival. I know I'm talking to someone. What are you going to be like? Are you going to be a person that just kind of wants breakthrough? I kind of want our marriage to be better. What if Jesus died for your marriage, and he did, to not only survive, but to be kingdom warriors, where when you walk in the room, your prayers can shake heaven and earth. What if God didn't just die so you go to heaven, but what if he actually died so that the abundant life could come to you? What if God doesn't want you to live paycheck to paycheck anymore? What if God died for you to have more? You say, well, is that prosperity gospel? What else are we going to preach? You can't give what you don't have. I don't believe God wants you to live in debt. I don't believe that's your calling. I don't believe you're to live in poverty. I don't believe that God, Jesus died on a cross for you to barely make it. I believe that he died on a cross, not so that you're always high and on Jesus, but I believe that he died on the cross that you can know the heartbeat of God. And everywhere you go, the fragrance of Jesus walks in the room. I believe Jesus didn't die on a cross just so that you can barely come to church on a Sunday morning. I believe he died on a cross. He said the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they might have life and have it to the full. I believe that Jesus died for you to live off the island so that you can meet other people's needs. I believe these things. And it's not about us. It's about who's on the other side of our fear. I'm going to say it this way real quick this morning. I believe that in these five C's that we've talked about these last 4 weeks, that one of them is an area that God's dealing with you about already. One of these five, I don't believe it needs to be all of them. I look at all of them, I say, boy, I could grow in all of them. But what one is yours? What one is yours? Which one is God working at? See, I believe God's working in us. So I want you to stand when the area that you know, this is my area. This is where God's speaking to me. This is the area that God is working in me to do exceeding abundantly above. It's not everything at once, but choose one. Are you asking God, or you know this is your area, are you asking God to build your confidence? Are you saying, hey, you know what, in my life right now, if I was honest, I've come to a point where I'm not sure I can get off the island anymore. I'm not sure I can do it. This is what we're going to ask God for you then. We want to ask God to build your confidence that you are well able to take the land. Number two. This may be you. Maybe God is speaking to you and say, hey, you know what? I need to start expanding my connections. I know God is asking me to start getting a part of the church more. I want to get a life group. Or maybe it's someone outside of the church. There's someone in my business realm that I know I need to start pursuing. I need to get in connection. Or maybe three, you need to improve your competence. God's saying, I know I have more for you, but I need you to start reading some books. I need you to go back to school. I need you to start reading some articles. I need you to start getting around people. You need to improve your confidence. If that's you, stand up. Maybe you're the one that says, you know what? I know God wants to do more through me, but right now he's working in me, building my character, getting over some things in my past. Maybe it's even getting over some fears. God's working my character right now. He's strengthening my character. Or number four, or number five, maybe God is saying to you, you know what? You have everything you need. Now you just need to increase your commitment. You just need to go for it. You need to stop wishing for it and start going after it. And I'm going to increase my commitment. Look around the room. All of us have something that God is working in at this time. All of us have some area where God is wanting to bring breakthrough. If you will, I know we're kind of spread out. Would you grab hands with the person beside you? We're going to pray for the persons on our right and our left. We're going to ask God for breakthrough. Let's pray for the person on our right. God, we thank you that you knew the person on our right before their mother knew them. That you ordained them for such a time as this. You know everything about them. You know when they rise and when they fall. You know when they sit and when they stand. God, you know the words on their mouth, on their tongue before they speak them. You know the thoughts that they think. And if we were to count all the good thoughts that you think toward them, the seas could not contain all those good thoughts. Father, we thank you that your plans for them are good and they're to prosper and to give them hope and a future. Father, we pray that you give them the courage, the confidence, the ability and commitment to get off the island. God, give them the strength that they need to break through. Now, Lord, we lift up the person on our left. God, we thank you that they've been calling on you. They've been reaching out to you. And we thank you that they can do all things through Christ who gives them strength. We thank you that there's no condemnation in you, that in you every promise is yes and amen. Give them courage now. Give them wisdom and give them that sense of commitment, Lord. God, I thank you that you're working in each one of us here to do exceedingly abundantly beyond all we can ask or imagine according to your riches in Christ Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen, amen. Can we give him a hand clap of praise? I want to bless you. If you will, just keep your eyes open. And I want to bless you. I just want to look right into your eyes. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bless you. To be a person of confidence, to be a person of character, to be a person of commitment, that you would break through for the areas that you've been asking God to break through, that God would break through, that you would just begin to see the cracking of the glass of that invisible barrier, and that the water would begin to leak out, and out of that tiny action, hope would spring up. May there be a jut to your jaw. May there be iron in your backbone. May you look with eyes of fire at those barriers that are in your life and say, in the name of Jesus, be cast into the sea. Go in God's grace. Have a great week. Tell somebody about Jesus. We love you. God bless.